Rocky Erickson has left his mark on popular music over the last 40 years. He had an influence on big-name bands, including The Grateful Dead and R.E.M. A new anthology collects the best of Erickson's work. David Greenberger has a review.
From the beginning, Rocky Erickson was a trailblazer. In the mid-60s, Erickson and his band, the 13th Floor Elevators, electrified audiences in their native Austin, Texas. The band combined garage rock immediacy with lyrics that evoke an LSD trip. The style may have been popularized by such groups as the Grateful Dead and Jefferson Airplane, but rock historians claim that the 13th Floor Elevators were the world's first psychedelic band. Between 1966 and 1968, the group released two classic albums and earned a reputation for intense, drug-fueled performances. Erickson's voice had an instantly recognizable character, a soaring, sometimes screaming, tenor with a bit of a nasal twang. His songs ranged from mind-bending blowouts to ballads. In his quieter moments, Erickson sounded a bit like fellow Texan Buddy Holly. And had Holly been born 10 years later, he may well have sounded like Erickson. Erickson's drug use and emerging schizophrenia derailed the band and sent his personal life into a tailspin. After getting arrested for possession of marijuana in 1969, Erickson spent 3 years in a Texas state hospital for the criminally insane. Friends and family say he emerged significantly deteriorated, suffering paranoia and hearing voices. Erickson would continue making music, but sporadically and on the fringes of the industry. Erickson's work in the 70s, 80s, and 90s cemented his legacy as a gifted songwriter with a unique vision. His music swings from bizarre, horror-themed heavy rock to achingly pretty acoustic numbers about relationships and human emotions. Despite his problems, Erickson sounds less like a man descending into darkness than someone trying to rise above it.
Lightning never strikes anymore, but I can make it rain because it would only
In 1990, a number of well-known artists, including ZZ Top, R.E.M., and T-Bone Burnett, appeared on a tribute album of Rocky Erickson's songs. The idea was to pay homage and raise funds for the artist. He had never seen much income from his records and was left nearly destitute. On this new anthology, you'll hear why these musicians and fans around the world have found inspiration in his music.
The album is called I Have Always Been Here Before, the Rocky Erickson Anthology. Our reviewer is David Greenberger.
Starry eyes forever shall be mine.